What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Spike Lee, Denzel, A$AP Rocky, and Jeffrey Wright, your boy Tommy. Jeffrey Wright have a new movie. We're going to talk about that. Common dishes over his girlfriend, Jennifer Hudson, and a man from England died while trying to get a hair transplant. That is all coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk about it, but right now it's
Brad
time.
Brad Jr. ain't here today.
To ask the CLO. Well, we got Alicia in Columbia, CLO. She says, I'm closer to my aunt than my mom. My aunt put me through college and bought me my first car. My mom resents her from being financially able to do those things, and I'm tired of trying to make my mom feel whole. Am I responsible for her feelings, for her mom's
feelings? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Your mother is jealous of her sister. Period. Mm-hmm. And that's something she got to work through. She ought to be grateful to her sister for taking care of her daughter. That's what she ought to do. But see, when you don't practice gratitude, you end up with attitude. Mm-hmm. Just think about if you're having a problem with anybody that you've ever helped, and everybody has that, remember this. Once they don't operate with gratitude, you finna get the attitude. Hello.
Okay. Moving on to Darla in Knoxville. Darla writes, my birthday was Friday, and I told my husband what I wanted for my birthday, and I showed him a picture of it. He went and got what he wanted and had the nerve to be hurt by my reaction. Am I supposed to be thrilled over this gift that I don't want?
Well, you know, why he didn't do what you asked him to do, I just don't understand that, fellas. Now, he might have called himself surprising you because he didn't want to get you what you asked for, because then it wouldn't be a surprise, but not a surprise then backfire. But then you got to also remember, lady, you're not five. You're not five. That could be another time to get this. But once again, let me go back to this. When you do something with somebody and they don't exhibit gratitude, what you will get is attitude. Now, I got what you told him, But the fact that he did something, what? Why didn't you ask him why he gave you that? Did he say, I really thought, put some thought into this, and I thought you might like this instead? I know that's what you want, but I wanted to try to surprise you with something. They may have a good reason for that, but you're so busy wanting what you want because you're five. I ain't getting no bike for Christmas. You know, so that's whatever, lady.
Okay.
I hate being told what to go get. I might as well just give you the money to go get it.
Yeah, that'll work.
It don't feel like a surprise, a gift.
That'll work.
Well, we can narrow it down to some options.
We know. Right. We know, sure.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. Come on,
Because, yeah, it's easier. He got her what he wanted her to have, but not what she wanted, you know. Yeah. But anyway.
Take it back.
Yeah. Now he's hurt. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Moving on to Sean in Alexandria. Sean writes, my husband got laid off and he's been down and neglecting his hygiene. But I still try to make him feel special by having sex whenever he wants to. How do I encourage him to take showers and keep himself groomed while he's unemployed? Ew.
Well, you know, one way to get him to shower is to quit having sex just because he want to.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what you not working got to do with you being funky, but I don't understand
that. Yeah, make that make sense, please.
It's like, you know, when I'm on vacation, I still bathe. I got okay. that I ain't on TV. Now, I might not shave, but right. we're going to wash.
Soap
yeah,
we're
going to do that.
Work.
And I live with a woman where you can't come up in there. Because I'm married to a bloodhound. So she got a sense that I, you know.
Yeah.
We get
Steve,
it.
Is your sneakers by the door? Yeah.
Yep.
You know, little stuff like that. Was you smoking a cigar outside? It was outside. It was too close to the door. You know, stuff like that. So,
yeah. Yeah. What she wants
Ooh,
to?
This,
what
this
should she do?
Stinks.
Yes, just stop. The letter stinks.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, the sex part with no showers and all that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, last one, Gross. Steve.
Like, well, yeah, she ended up just holding her breath. Why are they doing it?
Gross.
She got a mask on. I don't know. All right, last one, Steve. Last one. Estella in Syracuse says, I've planned a destination wedding, but most of our family members are not coming because they are scared to leave the country right now. My fiance's dad has offered to pay for our wedding in New York. Do we have to change our plans for them?
Yes, you do, because ain't nobody going nowhere with you right now.
Yeah.
Not in this crazy climate we in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can still have a destination wedding without getting on a plane and going nowhere. Go to Pennsylvania. Yeah. You can have a destination wedding in Pennsylvania.
In Philly?
It is a different destination than
Syracuse, No. In the Amish country. You can do it in Amish country because then, you know, ain't nobody. It'll be like you in a different whole nother world. You can be down there and just have everything because they got a lot of candles down there. You can have candles and everything
sexy.
Right there. It's going to be nice. You have butter churn. You have fresh butter.
Oh, that butter good.
And they'll make you a wedding gown you ain't ever seen before. Come with a bonnet and everything. You got to wear them little lace-up boots, but other than that, you know,
you're going to
wear
them
high
dress.
Heels.
Her wedding
gown. Not at the Amish wedding, though. You're going to have to wear them boots that lace up with about the 30 eyelets on it.
Her shoe game is not going to be.
Yeah. No, you're going to wear them little page boy shoes look like you deliver newspapers. You're going to have to
take an hour to get out them clothes, though, after the wedding. Yeah.
And it's going to take an hour to get there, too, because that horse traffic crazy in the Amish country.
Stop it! Oh, my God.
Get up in there, man. Woo, you be all day. Tie your little cans on that little orange triangle on the back. Have your little cans on there.
What about the reception?
Had a reception in that barn. Have all that hay around him. Yeah, they ain't got no music, though. You're going to have to hum everything.
you ain't going to be able to do
this. How would they
the
play
wobble.
It? Yeah.
Ooh, this carriage, huh?
I hate you so much right now.
That right there, that's top speed right there.
How much further we got?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.